There's a lot of different elements that go into the pharmacy industry. And we did a study on the pharmacy benefit managers, because they essentially are the middlemen that set the prices for the drugs that you pay at the local retail outlet. And the pharmacy owner, based on their contracts, do not have any control over the prices that they're allowed to charge. And with PBMs, they don't have any transparency. So they are able to charge what they want from the pharmacy, and they are also allowed to charge Oregon Medicaid whatever they want without having to disclose their prices based on the contracts.
Sure. And they're essentially working to get rebates from the drug makers, right?
That is correct. So they work with the pharmacies and the wholesalers and the insurance companies to determine drug pricing.
Okay. I understand that I'm an end user. You know, most of our listeners are people that just need drugs for whatever reason. They're prescribed by their doctors, and we just see all we know are what the prices are once we go to our pharmacy, assuming that we have insurance and minus copays and deductibles, et cetera. Is the system broken? Is your study finding that the PBMs, who are the middlemen, is that what your findings are where we could use some help?
Absolutely. The system is totally broken. And we've been talking about this for years and how PBMs are a problem with the pharmacy industry. But when the Bi-Marts went out of business last year, we knew that we couldn't wait around and do anything more, or we're going to have more pharmacies go out of business. And that causes, obviously, a patient safety issue, because if your local pharmacy closes down, you're not able to get your medications. And once you get transferred over to a different pharmacy, you have longer lines. So you can see it right now if you just walk into your pharmacy that the lines are all backed up. The staff is stressed out and trying to catch up. And a lot of that has to do with the PBMs and what the rates are that they're providing for reimbursements, because the pharmacies aren't able to hire additional staff because they're barely treading water as it is, and they're not getting reimbursed fairly. No, in fact, in our study, we showed that out of 100 prescriptions, 75 of them don't even cover the cost of the drug and labor. So, in order to keep the lights on, the doors open, pharmacies are doing more and more with less staff, and that's been a challenge. And with Bi-Mart closing, we just couldn't sit around anymore. There's several other states who have done similar projects as what we have. Ohio was, like, I believe, the first one to do a PBM study. And that has led them to having their Secretary of State do an additional study. And the Attorney General has now sued the PBMs and recovered over $100 million for the state of Ohio. And they're not going to stop there. They're going to keep going. So we're hoping that we can follow that model as well. And the Secretary of State in Oregon is also doing a similar study, and her findings should be coming out at the beginning of 2023.
You talked about a lack of transparency. Is that because of the government agencies? Is that because of the Medicaid and the Medicare? You know, is that just basically a HIPAA or a bylaw, or are there existing laws that block some of these rebates and some of these large funds from being known, really?
PBMs just aren't regulated. And, you know, Senator Wyden has been raising this issue for several years. So we're glad that he is aware of the issue and able to do things from the federal standpoints. But here in Oregon, we need to make changes right now. You know, in our study, we found one drug that was dispensed that's a generic MS drug. The manufacturer price is $350, but Oregon Medicaid was being charged nearly $3,000. And over the course of a year, that one drug cost the state of Oregon $1.9 million more than it should have.
Yeah, those are exponential type of percentages and dollars. Isn't that getting any attention, or is it all just basically hidden? Because so who's getting rich? It's not the consumer. It's clearly not, you know, the individuals at the pharmacies. There's a lot of money. Is it just being lost?
That money is being pocketed by the PBMs, and that's the problem. Is, you know, you take a look at the three largest PBMs that run 80% of the market share and control so much of the industry that they're Fortune 10 companies, and there's some that you've never even heard of. So it's crazy to think that these companies that have so much power and so much influence on the prescription drug industry aren't being monitored, and there needs to be transparency. And that's what part of this is set up to do. We're going to bring a PBM reform bill to Oregon in 2023, And we needed the data from the study to prove what we've been talking about for years so that we can put it in front of the legislators and say, hey, this is a problem here in Oregon. You may have heard that it's not, but it is. And we need to do something to fix it because it's not a Republican issue. It's not a Democrat issue. It's an Oregonian issue.
Brian Mayo is the Oregon State Pharmacy Association Executive Director with us on Beyond the Headlines. I'm Brett Recamp. When you did this study on the PBMs, how did you get a hold of all this information if it's hidden or not public? So it's available, you had to dig for it. How'd you recover all these numbers?
Well, the great part about our pharmacy members is that they are passionate and they know that this is a problem. So we were able to have 86 different pharmacies provide their data to this study. So we were able to take that information, provide it to the company that does the reporting for us, along with several other states that they've done reports in. And then they took the information and compared it against the Medicaid system, which has its own reporting and is publicly available. So there's a lot of details that went into it, but we had 86 pharmacies in Oregon provide their data to help out with the study.
You're throwing around some large numbers in terms of inflated prices when it comes to retail price, quote unquote, or list price, or what? Why is there a tenfold difference in these prices?
Because the PBMs can get away with it. It's ridiculous to think that one drug that at $350 is a lot of money on the top end that you would normally pay, but they're charging Medicaid $2,928. It's just absurd. In our study, there were 745 prescriptions that were dispensed of that drug in 2021, which accounted for $2.5 million in revenue. Out of all of the other drugs that were dispensed, 568,000 or whatever it was, that only brought in $1.4 million for the pharmacies. So you could have had a pharmacy that was dedicated just to the generic drug for Tecfidera, which is an MS drug, and made more money on that one drug than you could 568,000 other prescriptions.
That's fairly enlightening because the average individual might be thinking that the large drug companies are the ones, the hogging, quote unquote, all the profits. But you're telling us that there is a whole almost unseen middle section of this system, and that is where the price gouging is happening.
Yeah, it's a big area that's been secret for the most part for several years. That, you know, when they originally started, they had good intentions of working with the pharmacy and the insurance companies, but they have gone unregulated and are causing patients to have to pay more and for pharmacies to have to go out of business. And it's a concern. Like with Bi-Mart going out of business, that's a huge issue, and that's a huge black eye in Oregon. And we have to do something to just, you know, our PBM reform bill is going to make it so that we can just keep the doors open for patients and be able to have them go to a pharmacy and get the prescriptions that they need.
Yeah, you had already mentioned a couple of lawmakers, Senator Wyden being one of those, obviously a U.S. senator, and also a couple other states making some reforms in terms of attorneys general. Is this a state issue? Can Oregon do something, or is this really a federal problem? And is that requires Congress and also perhaps the administration, the president?
So it definitely is a federal issue that the FTC is opening a investigation into as well. But it is definitely an Oregon issue, and Oregon legislators need to take action. They need to take a look at our report, and they need to approach the Oregon Health Authority and ask, why is this happening? And the Secretary of State for Oregon is doing an audit of the PBMs and the Medicaid system, and her results are going to be much more in depth than what ours were, but it's going to prove the same results.
Right. So what can consumers do, Brian? Brian May with the Oregon State Pharmacy Association. What can a regular consumer do at your local Walgreens or Fred Meyer or wherever you get your prescriptions?
What I need you to do is to reach out to your politicians. Make sure that they are aware of the concerns and share information about our study, which is on OregonPharmacy.org, and tell them that we need to do something here in Oregon now to fix it, because otherwise more pharmacies are going to go out of business, more patients are going to have problems getting their medications. There's always the concern that the pharmacy isn't able to stay in business, and then that causes somebody to have to go into the emergency room because they're not able to get their medications in time. So we need you to reach out to your politicians. We just had a turnover with several different legislators that, you know, may not know what a PBM is. You know, this might be the first time that you're hearing about a PBM, but this is definitely an issue that's happening here, and it's an issue for every Oregonian.
When you mentioned the prescription system, both at the retail level where you might walk in and physically get your prescription from a pharmacy, does this also affect the mail-in? Is it a trickle-down effect? Do all these drug companies have to deal with PBMs before it gets to the consumer?
Absolutely. And the mail-in part of patient steering is a huge concern. You know, we have reports of people wanting to go to their pharmacy and are getting turned away because the PBMs have no longer allowed them to dispense the drugs, and they have to get it from mail-in rather than being able to have that relationship with their local pharmacist and continue to go in and have that counseling that they need to discuss all their other medications. So mailing prescriptions is a huge issue.
Oh, you're right. I didn't know about all this, Brian. I bet a lot of people don't. It's a big pie, it sounds like. What good service do the PBMs provide? Because I'm assuming they are doing some things, moving drugs around. Is there a reason for them? Or because, you know, it's America, so you can certainly, if you provide a service, you deserve to get paid. What good are they doing?
That is a good question at this point, because they're able to set their prices. They're able to tell patients where they can, where they have to get their drugs from. You know, the problem with a PBM is that if the pharmacies don't accept their contracts and follow their rules, they get kicked out of the system. So, you know, when you're looking at CVS, Caremark, or Optum, or Express Scripts, pharmacies need to have those patients from those systems so that they can continue to stay in business.
Do you recommend any drug users to vote with where they buy their prescriptions? Does that do any good? Are we able to have any power beyond legislation? Just as a consumer, is there anything you can do?
As a consumer, the biggest thing that you can do is to, first of all, like I said, talk to your legislator, make sure that they are aware of this issue, and have a conversation with your pharmacist as well. When you're in there, the next time, they're willing to talk about PBMs and tell you all the things that are going on behind closed doors, and, you know, have that conversation with them. And, you know, they're working hard. They want to serve you and provide you with the best care possible, and you know, just say thank you to them and the technicians, because they are working hard and care about your health needs.
Fascinating. Guess I just wasn't aware of all this, and I'm probably most people who just want their regular monthly prescriptions are not aware of it either. All we know is what happens on a monthly basis. So is there anything else you want to say, maybe boiling it down again for a radio audience?
Yeah, I would like to express how much we appreciate the pharmacists and what they're doing with those 86 pharmacies that were able to provide their data to us to run this study. Also want to thank everyone who has provided media support so that we can spread this the information around and be able to share our message. So Brett, I really appreciate you giving us this opportunity to talk about this, because you're right, PBMs, really nobody knows about that. That's the general public.
Yeah. Can you predict what's going to happen in 2023? I know that, you know, the president has spoken specifically about this issue. Do you see anything on the horizon?
Yeah, I think PBMs know that the end is coming to the way that they're regulating and operating. However, they always come up with different tricks with how to get around things. So more and more states are looking into them, and the FTC is doing an investigation. I know that they're also, the PBMs are budgeting for lawsuits that are coming out. So they know that there's going to be some fines that they have to pay, but they're multi-billion dollar companies. So we're going to have our hands full trying to pass our legislation. They obviously have more money than we do, but we have the patients and the Oregonians to support us and be able to help make a change so that we can serve people better.